But he explained that throughout he'd been listening to both sides, both Great Ormond Street Hospital, a number of world-renowned experts as well, and the family, but all the time he had to make the decision in the best interests of the child. And he explained, even though people might think, isn't this a parent's choice, he was saying, actually, no, this comes down to the court to make an objective decision. And in the end, he said that Great Ormond Street Hospital had argued that there was no way that Charlie's life was being improved or helped anymore by the care he was being given, that at this point his very severe condition, which was brain damage and a rare type of muscle wasting disease, was actually incurable. They couldn't improve it, and really he should be given palliative care.